so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful, no one so faithful. There's no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so worthy. worthy, no one so faithful, no one so faithful. There's no one, no one like Jesus. No one like Jesus. No one like Jesus. No one like Jesus. No one can love you like Jesus. No one can keep you like Jesus. No one can love you like Jesus. No one can comfort you like Jesus. There's no friend like Jesus. There's no friend like Jesus. There's no healer like Jesus. No deliverer like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. You can call on Jesus. My Savior, His name is Jesus. Our Redeemer, His name is Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. Oh, He's our Savior. Oh, He's our Redeemer. Oh, He's our Healer. There's no one like Jesus. There's not a friend like the lowly King Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly King Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly King Jesus. You can't find a friend like Him. You can't find a friend like Him. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody can love you like Jesus. Jesus, 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 won't you call Him? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 we call you, we welcome you. Jesus, 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 Holy Spirit, fall on us. Holy Spirit, fall on us. Rain down, rain down. Rain down, rain down. There's no one like Jesus. 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 No one like Him. You can't find no one like Him. He's a strong tower, our hope for tomorrow. He's Jesus, yes, He's Jesus. We welcome you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. And we know that you are worthy, you are faithful, you are precious, Redeemer, our Savior. There's no one like you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, we love you, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, God. We magnify you, we glorify you. You are worthy, you are faithful.
We bless your name, Lord. We come to you, Lord, in prayer and with thanksgiving, giving you honor, adoration, and praise. We worship you. We bless your holy name. You are the name above all names. Mercy, power, and peace comes from you. Everything that is good comes from you. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for their obedience, which is better than sacrifice. We ask that you continue to bless and keep them. And Lord, continue to heal Dr. Pecola. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for her healing. She is healed. Lord, bless the Artist Life family. Bless the DSV Leon family, Lord. Bless all the business owners and entrepreneurs. Bless those that are bereaved, Lord. There are so many across the nation and even around the world that are grieving for different times of loss, for different seasons of loss. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort the brokenhearted. And Lord, continue to bless the widows. Let's not forget about the widows and the orphans. Remember, the word tells us, if you are religious, you will take care of the widows and the orphans. And search your heart and seek the Lord to find out how that care and what it looks like and what you should do and what you should not be doing to help support our children and our widows. Yes, Lord. Lord, be with us. Be with us every day. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you are presently doing and for what you will do. But Lord, if you never did another thing, we can't thank you enough. Bless every member of our leadership team and their families, each and every individual on this call. Lord, add a special blessing to their life. Put a hedge of protection around their home. Protect their children, their grandchildren, and even their great-grandchildren. Your word tells us that a good man, leaves a legacy for his family. Bless the brothers on this call, Lord. Be with us, Father. Continue to help us walk in your ways, order our steps. And, Lord, help us to press towards the mark of the high calling. We thank you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Host, are you with us? Host, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up with that anointed prayer. God bless you. Thank you for serving us in excellence and have an awesome and amazing day. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this November 1st day of 2021, and we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call as we continue to celebrate our 11th anniversary. What a powerful week of celebration it was on last week, starting on Monday with Apostle Phyllis Terry, and then Tuesday with Dr. Ben Tankard, and then Wednesday, our day of worship and praise with the TMC worship team, and then Thursday with Pastor Carlton McCarter, and then Friday with the co-founders of Artist Life, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon. It was absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait to see and feel what is next. God bless you all, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing. And on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we just simply say thank you, thank you, thank you, because 11 years ago, they said yes to start this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call. So we thank each one of you for dialing in this morning. Thank you so much for spreading the word and inviting others to join us here on this platform. So our scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so if you are joining us for the first time, we say welcome, and we want to let you know that this call has a website. So you could go to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website, and there's so much other information that can be found there on fasting, on praying, and the bios for our speakers. I mean, whatever you need, you can find it there. And if you can't, then I say send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, a comment, you want to sow a seed, whatever that is, you can email us, info@themasterscall.net. You may be wondering, how did we even get together here to be here for 11 years? Well, it was because of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life that has been transforming lives for over 32 years. And so we thank God for Artist Life and allowing us to be connected here on the Master's Call. So actually, today is Inspirational Monday. So following this call, you could head over to the Morning Motivational Call, where you will hear one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, bringing a message. So if you want to listen to a message after this message, then you can dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. Remember to decree and declare this every day for the rest of the year. In 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established. Yes, they are. And supernaturally reveal. The scripture text reference is Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. So I hope you are speaking that out over your life, because I'm telling you, God is manifesting something absolutely great. Thank you all for your prayers for our family during our time of bereavement. Continue to keep Kalon lifted up in prayer. And we know that grief is a process, so it's a day-by-day situation. But we know that God is able, and he is our greatest comforter. But we love you all. I just needed to say that real quick. But it's time for us to hear our speaker for this morning. Oh, wow. I don't know what she's coming with this morning, because she just gave us a powerful I Am series. And so this morning we are here with anticipation and expectation that she is going to bring us something absolutely phenomenal as we start off this month of November. Who am I talking about? None other than Prophet Kai Brown. She is a daughter. She is a mother. She is a kingdom builder. She is an author. She is a poet. She is an engineer, a woman of God on the move for God. She hails from San Antonio, Texas. Today, she is our kind, anointed, and intelligent, inspirational, inspiring speaker. And without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai, are you out there this morning?
I am here, my beautiful songbird. Thank you for that warm introduction. I so appreciate and love you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to Minister Ruth, thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, Songbirds, you did double duty this morning, and you just ushered us into the presence of the Lord. And we so appreciate you at O Dark 30 just coming forward and allowing God to use you. And, again, to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, I thank you, and I thank you for trusting me enough to come before the people of the Lord. It is I am humbled and honored that you allow me to do so. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit which indwells us. And we just say thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together yet again to be in your presence, to sit at your feet, to soak up that which you have for us. And we just want to make sure that we glorify you in all things, that we praise you in all things, and that we honor you with what we do, say, think, and speak. Thank you, Father, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So today we are starting, we have a new message because we wrapped up the I Am series, and the message is called Pass the Test. Pass the Test. And our scripture reference is Matthew 4, 1 through 11. I'm not going to read that whole thing, but we know that that is the scripture where Jesus was tempted and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then when he came back, the enemy was right there waiting to test him. And it says, and when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now the tempter came to him. He didn't wait. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to give him a chance to eat and get himself together. He came to him in his weakest state, at his lowest point. Lowest point meaning when he was the most vulnerable to give into temptation. Now the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command that stone to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So what do we do when the tempter comes at us at our lowest point, or when the tempter comes at us with the thing that we are most susceptible to give into? Because that is his job. Let us be clear. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he is doing his job. And so when he does that, you have to understand that you shouldn't be surprised by that. You shouldn't be caught off guard by that. It shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Because the word tells us that as soon as Jesus finished fasting, and he was hungry, that the tempter came. So we should have that same expectation when we are in a place where, you know, we're struggling to get over something or to go through something. The enemy is going to come with an attack. He's going to come with a test, and our job is to pass the test. See, but Jesus had so much word in him that he could say, it is written. So let me speak the word to you, devil, so you can get up off of me and leave me alone. So we have to be in that position that we have so much word in us that when the test comes, we can speak to that test and walk on through it, because we have to pass the test. See, because until you pass it, you're going to keep having that same test. Just like the children of Israel walked in the wilderness for 40 years, they walked in the wilderness for 40 years because they kept failing the test that God gave them. I don't know about you, but I don't need a 40-year wilderness experience. At this point in my life, I don't even need a one-day wilderness experience. So we have to be mindful and pass the test the first time. And it says, then the devil took him into a holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. So now, clearly Jesus wasn't the only one who understood and had word. The enemy knows the word. The enemy knows the word. And he just threw the word back at Jesus. And he goes, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot upon a stone. So the enemy came back at Jesus with the word of God. So don't be surprised when the enemy tries to make that thing he is presenting you with, that thing he is testing you with, look similar to what God would bring you. Don't be surprised, but you have to pass the test. You have to know the voice of God, and the voice of a stranger you will not follow. You have to know the things of God. And if you're not sure, take it back to God and ask him. He will tell you. He will not leave you just guessing or wondering. But Jesus again spoke back to him. It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Jesus had enough word on the inside to pass the test in spite of how he was feeling. See, because he was feeling all the same human things we were feeling, because he chose to come to earth to become human, to become flesh, so that he could bear our sins and take them to the cross and return us to right relationship. Brothers and sisters, it is time we pass the test. So we have to make sure that we're doing our part, that we have enough word within us, that we don't have to run to the book and get it, that we have it resting on the inside of us, that when the situations pop up, we can speak freely the word of God to whatever the storm looks like. Because Jesus spoke to the storm and said, peace, be still. He didn't have to go through any, you know, big dramatic things and do all of these things. He just said, peace, be still. And the winds and the waves died down. So we need that much word, because we told, and greater things than these shall we do. But do we have the right amount of word resting on the inside of us to be able to do those greater things? Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said unto him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written. Again, it is written. That means he had to have read it and retained it. So Jesus says, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. We have to be so in tune, so in touch, so word-filled that when the test comes, we can speak to it, that which God has said about it. We need to make sure that we are so word-filled, that we are so full of the Holy Spirit, that when it comes, because it is coming, because the word says the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. So that means the storms, the tests, the trials will come. They're coming. But will you be prepared? Will you be ready to speak to that test and pass the test? Do you have enough word in you to get the devil up off your back when he comes? Because he's coming. He's coming. That is a guarantee. He is coming, because he does not desire for us to have all that God desires for us to have. He wants to get us so distracted and unfocused that we forget to keep our eyes on the things God has told us to keep our eyes on. But, oh, Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, seeing then that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our times of need. We don't have to go through it by ourselves. We have a high priest who is sitting at the right hand of God, petitioning for us every minute of every day. And he understands what it is to be flesh. We have to pass the test, but we don't have to do it alone. See, Jesus had to walk through his thing alone, only being able to go to the Father. But we've got the Holy Spirit, we've got Jesus petitioning for us, and we have the Word, and we know how it ends. But we have to pass the test. We have to pass the test. But think about it. We can go boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy in our times of need. See, we have some options. We have some ways out. We have some means that were not available. James 4 and 7, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If we are submitted to God, if we are walking according to his Jeremiah 29, 11 plan for us, and we resist the devil, then he's going to go ahead and flee. Now, is he going to come back? Yes, he's going to continue to come back and try and tempt us. The word says in James 1 and 2, count it all joy, my brothers, when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy. Yeah, I know that's a tough one. That's a tough one for me. It's not joyful being tempted, but you know what? I serve a God who is more than able to sustain me through that temptation. There is nothing that man is tempted with that is not common. Nothing. So we should count it all joy and then go boldly to the throne of grace to receive the mercy we need to walk through whatever it is, because God's grace is sufficient. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what we think it might be. My God is bigger than all of that. He can do the exceeding and the abundant more than we hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. Now, what power is working in you? Is it the power of Jesus or is it your own power? Time to make a decision and pass the test. As I sit here today and I thank God, you know, I am in the middle of a test. And as I continue to walk this thing out, the only thing I can say is, Lord, I know I need to pass the test because I can't go here again. I have no desire to be back in this place with a season like this. So I'm staying mindful, I'm staying focused, and I'm saying only that which God gives me to say. I'm doing only that which God gives me to do. And then I am being still and I am watching him. I am waiting for him to give me the direction he needs to give me because I don't want to be back here. But I thank God that my relationship is where it is. So the voice of a stranger I will not follow, and I will wait on the Lord and be of good courage. So we have to do that which God is calling us to do. We have to make sure that we pass the test. Matthew 26 and 41 says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. But then God tells us, in your weakness, I am made strong. See, he doesn't leave us without a means of escape, ever. First Corinthians 10 and 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, he will also provide a means of escape that you may be able to endure. He doesn't leave us in those situations. The test is going to come, yes. The fiery darts are going to fly, yes. But we serve a God who protects us, who keeps us, who leads and guides us if we allow him to. Count it all joy. But it's up to us. It's our choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If you choose to serve God and the temptations are going to come, then you choose to walk through those temptations according to that which Jesus, the way Jesus walked. And when he was tempted, he spoke the word to his temptation. When he was tested, he spoke the word to that test. But the word has got to be in you to be able to speak it. So I say to you, it's time we make the choice to pass the test. It's time we have enough word in us to speak to the storm. to quiet the winds and the waves that come up in our lives, to do as Jesus did and tell Satan, depart from me. But it's our choice. It is our choice, and we must choose to pass the test. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful message. Yep, today I choose to pass the test. I will be calling you back momentarily, Prophet Kai, to give us our benediction for the day, but let us take this moment to go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have made, that we will, no matter what, rejoice and be glad in it, God. We will not allow anything or anyone to steal our joy today. We walk into this month of November in a joyful, jubilant way, God, because you have done so much. We thank you that you have kept us for 11 months of 2021, God. We thank you that you have been our provider. We thank you that you have been our shelter. We thank you for our angels that are dispatched on a daily basis. We thank you, God, that you have been our provider. We thank you that you have been our healer. We thank you that you have been our comforter. We thank you that you have been our friend. We thank you that you have made ways out of no way, God. We thank you, God, that everything that we need, you provided it for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for our places of employment. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for the vehicles that we drive. We thank you, God, for our families, that they were kept from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father. We thank you, God, for the times of bereavement, God, where you have just comforted us, where you took our loved ones to be with you, God. We thank you that we know where they are, God, and we thank you that we can rest assured that we can see them again, Father. We just thank you for this, the Master's call. We thank you for every TMC leader on the line. We thank you for each and every caller that is on the line. We thank you, God, for each and every household that is represented on the line, Father. We thank you for Prophet Kai and for the message that she gave to us this morning, and we pray that you would fill her up with your virtue until she overflows, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to elevate her. Continue to promote her in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that the weapons that are formed did not prosper against us, oh God. We thank you, God, that we are strong. We thank you, God, that we are saved. We thank you, God, that we are yours. We thank you, God, that there is victory in this day and that we triumph because we are more than conquerors. And these things we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. So, again, we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, you can simply dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. We will be headed over to the Morning Motivational Call, where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be our mouthpiece with the message, and as well as our host. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. It has definitely been a great day here on the Master's Call on this first day of November 1st. I hope you have written down your goals and your desires that you would like to see be manifested in your life and your family's life for the month of November. And if you haven't, you still have time. But again, I would like to thank Minister Ruth for being our greeter for this morning. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and making sure that we were safely seated in our seats to receive the message that was brought by Prophet Kai this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for blessing us again this morning. And yes, everything is either a choice or a decision. So what a way to start off November. May God continue to bless both of you for serving here. And yes, I am excited to have been able to be used by God on this day to be your psalmist as well as to be your host here on the Master's Call. We love each and every single one of you. We invite you to join us back on tomorrow. Don't forget to bring a friend. And Prophet Kai, give us our benediction for the day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again for hosting and ushering us into the presence of the Lord with such Jesus joy, Minister Tiffany. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you because we know that you love us more than we can even love ourselves. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to show us your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we ask that you continue to strengthen us to continue to walk through the temptations that will come. Lord, we love you and we glorify you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.